This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Top of the hour here in Franklin, Kentucky, from the Circus Sportsbook at the Mint Gaming Hall. I am Brad Taylor, alongside Will Hill. We are here for your Live Bet Saturday, taking you through the live football action going on right now. Fenway Bowl up in Boston. They're kicking off right in front of the Green Monster, and it'll be a touchback. UConn will receive the, Army gets the ball, up 14-10, just starting the third quarter there, and BYU is going to face a 3rd-and-1. They're already back inside Georgia Tech territory, as we're inside 7 minutes now in that game, as Georgia Tech and BYU are tied at 0. Live betting lines, Army up 14-10, currently a 7.5-point favorite, total 44.5. And the scoreless game between BYU and Georgia Tech, BYU a 5.5-point favorite, total 50.5. Will, your thoughts on the two games going on right now before we get into some previewing some other games coming up later?
Yeah, they're showing Bachmeier, the BYU quarterback, from before the game warming up. And something we talked about before the game, part of the reason why I like Georgia Tech, there's whispers he just wasn't hurt. He was in a walking boot, and he's limping around before the game. He basically tripped and tackled himself on one of these plays where it looked like he could have run for a touchdown, and he came up very gingerly after that. So something to keep in mind. And if you're hurting in the first quarter, you know what? The Georgia Tech's not going to feel bad for you. You're going to be hurting even worse second, third, fourth quarter. So another reason to maybe like Georgia Tech. Now, maybe BYU can game plan around it and just have him throw quick passes, get the ball out of his hands, have him rely on the running game. But as far as him being a threat in the running game, it's going to be tough here. And it just seems the way he's limping around that the BYU quarterback here, not 100%, even though they pretty much dominated the game so far. They've gotten probably 5 or 6 first downs, and they get another one here across the middle, and it's going to be first and goal for BYU. So BYU had a chance to score their first drive, got stopped at the 1, and they're going to look to punch it in now again as they have first and goal inside the 10, right down close to the 5-yard line here. So Georgia Tech not doing well defensively, and I hated the sequence last time they had the ball. You're on your own 1, you get 8 yards. Yep. Just run the ball again and get the first down and then operate your offense. Don't throw on 2nd-and-2 and 3rd-and-2, a couple low percentage plays, and then you have to give the ball back and set up BYU with pretty good field position. So it's second guessing, but I didn't really like that. And now BYU is in position here, Brad, to strike first on offense.
And they throw in the end zone, and they do strike first. Touchdown, BYU. And we are now 10 minutes in, 4:56 left in the first quarter. Touchdown BYU, 6-0. The extra point pending. Total yards so far in this game, BYU 121, Georgia Tech 8. Now, it's a little bit slanted because Georgia Tech got the ball at their own 1. And like you said, they had a pass and it was ruled incomplete. We thought it was complete. So, yeah, Georgia Tech has been on their own side of the field the whole time. We'll see what happens now that they get a normal kickoff. But BYU has had no problems moving the ball up and down the field on Georgia Tech. So, yeah, here we go. 7-0. Extra point is good with BYU. And now the live betting line here in this one. 7.5 BYU now favored. 54.5, basically what it was pre-flop, pre-game with your total here. I'm with you on the Georgia Tech getting the points because I think they can, if getting out of their own end zone, the shadow of their own goalposts, I think they'll be able to move the ball as well. Are we still on board with Georgia Tech here in this one? Because I know I am.
Yep. Throwing the fact the BYU quarterback is limping around. Georgia Tech, all right, they're down 7-0, but we didn't think they were going to win by a shutout. There's going to be plenty of points in this game. And they get the ball now. They get the ball to start the third quarter. So they got their possessions coming. And based on, and I know it's just one run, that one run for 8 yards is when BYU knew they were going to run it, is indicative here that maybe Georgia Tech can have some success on the ground with the running game. So I'd expect Georgia Tech to bounce back. You know, you don't want to go 3-and-out or turn the ball over, and then it's 10-0 or 14-0 the way BYU is moving the ball. So you want to start to match here if you're Georgia Tech. There is a little bit of importance here on scoring here and answering the score from BYU, but I wouldn't jump off ship now. I think it's a long game. Getting 7.5 is a lot better than getting 3.5, even though you've already surrendered the 7. I think that Georgia Tech plus the points is still the way to go.
And while we were watching BYU, lo and behold, Army, 70-yard run. They're up 20-10 right now. Extra point, no good. So that's not a good thing for those of us who had the over. Yeah, the over 27.5. Yeah, they're trying to keep
that
us involved here,
all,
Will.
Will it?
I hope not. But there you go. 70-yard run, extra point missed. Current line in this one, Army up 20-10. Current line, 12.5. Army is the favorite. 49.5 your total. We're okay with that 27.5 team total. We are okay, right, Will?
I mean, if I could have settled for 6 points right off the bat, hey, 6 points when you only need 13.5 is good. I just, that 7 would have been a lot better. That's a key number. All you need is one more touchdown and one extra point, and you're good. Maybe, depending on how the score is, maybe they go for 2 next time they get a touchdown. But I'm sure that team total over went up. I'm sure we're now closer to, like, I don't know, 30.5, something like that. So I'm sure we got a good number. Again, I'm in Connecticut, so I can't see these numbers. I got to do a little digging, go to some offshores to see the live numbers with these. So I'm relying a little more on you. But I'd imagine that 27.5 team total with a quick touchdown, even though you missed the extra point, I imagine we're up to 30.5, something like that.
Absolutely. Right on the money. 30.5 is your team total now for Army. They currently have 20. So they're saying 10.5 points the rest of the way. And we've got almost an entire half of football. UConn now a 3rd-and-8 in their own side of the field. So, yeah, team total for Army looking pretty good, that 27.5, although we had a little scare there with that missed extra point. But let's talk about another game that's going to start bottom of the hour, along with the NFL game. It is the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl. And for those of you of a certain age group, when Samuel L. Jackson told Snoop Dogg, Snoop Doggy Dogg, you needs to get a jobby job. Give me $5. If you know what I'm talking about, it's the video for Gin and Juice. If you know what I'm talking about, you know. Miami of Ohio currently is a 5.5-point dog most places. Total's down to 40.5. I like Miami of Ohio here. This is a true fade-the-public game. We love to fade the public at these bowl games. And I do like to go with that total. I'm looking to go under that total as well. Two plays for me in this game, the dog and the under, just like usual, Will. Your thoughts on this game from a handicapping perspective?
Yeah, it's a pretty low total. 40.5 is about as low as it gets, especially, you know, you're indoors, Arizona Stadium, weather's not a factor. Yep. It'd be dog or pass. There have been some trends where teams that lose their title games for whatever reason don't do well in the bowl games, and that does apply to Miami, Ohio, who did not fare well in their bowl game. But 5.5 is a lot of points. I don't really have a lot of you know, strong takes on this game either way, but I'm certainly not looking to lay it. It would be dog or pass. You know, I guess I'll join you. You know what? You talk me into it. I'll take the 5.5 with Miami of Ohio with you.
Would we give in our best bets? We do it the day before so we could get them all in the system and have them all ready for the show today. This was 41.5 yesterday. This total's come down from 41.5 to 40.5. There are some other games on the board that I kind of like today at the old lines, but not at the new lines. But yeah, this is a couple of my best bets here. Yesterday, Miami was getting 6 in this game against Fresno. That line has come down to 5.5, along with that total big 41.5 yesterday, now down to 40.5. Two of my best bets of the day, Miami getting the points and under the total. As we see Georgia Tech now, they get a completion, a first down, about a 26-7-yard gain. They're close to midfield. So the points look to be lining up here for Georgia Tech after they get out of the shadows of their own goalpost in this one. Will, your thoughts on Georgia Tech now finally moving the ball on BYU after they got off their own 1 yard line?
Not surprised. I expect their offense to have success. If you watch the way their defense played the first couple drives, I mean, we're a half yard away from this being 2 touchdowns on 2 drives for BYU. So Georgia Tech's going to need to move the ball. They're going to need to finish these drives with touchdowns. And as we say that, Haynes King keeps it himself, picks up about 3 or 4, bring up 2nd and 6. So not to overstate or overemphasize the importance of this drive, but with how shaky they've looked defensively, Georgia Tech, you kind of want to come away with 7 here, at least come away with something. You do not want to give this ball back to BYU, who's marched the ball up and down the field. You don't want to give them the ball with a 7-point lead, and then you're starting to put yourself in a position where you have a hole to dig out of it. Maybe it's 14-0 next time you touch it. So you want to score here, even if it's just 3, ideally 7. But Georgia Tech, I think it's important for them to answer as on 2nd down, they get another nice carry. So the offense, I would just say that the big takeaway from, what are we, 12 minutes into this game or so, the offense looked pretty comfortable. BYU, they got away from BYU scored a touchdown, almost scored another one. Georgia Tech ran for 8 yards on that first drive and then just threw a couple passes where I still don't know why that 2nd down play was overturned. I'd love to go back and watch, but
I don't either.
The bottom line is both these offenses have looked pretty comfortable and moving the ball pretty effortlessly.
Good point by you. Georgia Tech now first down on the BYU 41 as we're nearing 3 minutes to go in this first quarter. But like you said, both these teams look like they're going to be able to move the ball. I don't want to say at will, but they're moving it very nicely as Georgia Tech completes one. And they're just short of a first down. It'll be second and one inside the 35 of BYU now. Total yards in this game, Georgia Tech 51, BYU 121. So, yeah, we're not even through the first quarter yet. Both these teams are having their own way. And so, yeah, we have got some games going on. The bowl coming up later, Miami of Ohio and Fresno State. I like the dog and the under in that one, just kind of faded the public on the side. And that total, yeah, the total's kind of split down the middle. But that line moved. That line started at 44.5. Not that's mattered in this bowl season. Georgia Tech gets a first down. First down at the BYU 28, Will. Your thoughts on what we should be looking for maybe as we go to commercial here in these two bowl games going on, because team total now for Army, 32.5. That's what the current line team total for Army. Still worth playing over maybe, even though they missed that extra point?
I like it a little less. I mean, gave out over 27.5. Yeah. Hopefully people tailed, and you got 27.5, so you don't need to play 32.5 and worry about it. I'm rooting for Georgia Tech to cover this first quarter and get in the end zone before the 2 minutes. I got a good feeling they're going to get in the end zone with the way they're moving the ball. The first quarter line being what it is, hopefully they can do it quickly. And this will help as they are inside the 10 here, first and goal for the Yellow Jackets.
It's all about the clock right now. They're going to get in. It's just a matter of when they get in. At least we hope. Because I piggybacked the Will on this one. So we're going to try to cash in a ticket on this one. And speaking of cashing tickets, we'll try to cash some more. We got NFL and another bowl game coming up bottom of the hour. That's all coming up right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
From the Mint Gaming Hall here in Franklin, Kentucky, above the Circa Sportsbook, is Live Bet Saturday here on VSiN. I am Brad Taylor, along with Will Hill. And we are watching the football games as they're going on. And somehow, some way, Georgia Tech is going to kick a field goal here. As Will, are you okay over there? Oh, wait. Looks like they're going to try a fake, though. They're going to try a fake. Here we go. Fake field goal, and he is he in? Boy, I don't know. That is close. Referee says touchdown, Georgia Tech. And if
let's
it does,
go. Let's not get too excited. Let's make sure it's a touchdown. I couldn't tell live if he was in. What a sweat this has been.
It's a this is one where you just are thankful if you get the 7-7 game at the end of the quarter. BYU says they fumbled and they've got the ball. This is going to be under review. Let's watch a replay here. They line up for the field goal, and then they get into a formation, and the guy getting the ball runs it, and he looks like he extends the ball into the end zone. Boy, that's a close call. I didn't see his knee.
Oh, that's a touchdown. That should be a touchdown.
Are we sure? I didn't see his knee, though. Is it going to hit? Boy, that's close. That is very close. As we see here, they're going to
what's the call on the field. If you said the ref signal touchdown, I don't see anything you can overturn. They're going to line up now. It looks like for the extra point, a very important extra point to some. The extra point is up. It's on its way. And it is right down the middle, 7-7. That was an easy first quarter plus a half a point. As long as we don't give up a kick return for a touchdown. Oof, your heart race a little bit. That was that one. I usually am pretty cool with these for whatever reason, man. That was a sweat. This is what the live betting show is all about. Hopefully people cashed. That was eventful.
Oh, come on, Will. Act like you've been there before. We've all cashed tickets on this show. Act like you've never cashed a ticket before. That's just commonplace for some of us, Will. I don't know about you. But yes, 20 seconds ago, first quarter. It is 7-7. And thankfully, I piggybacked Will on that first quarter half-point line there. So, yes, Georgia Tech looks like, knock on wood, they will be covering in quite a bad beat for those who had BYU, to say the least. But, yeah, Georgia Tech and BYU now tied at 7 in this one. As we look at the live betting lines, as I'm trying to pull that up here after all that hysteria over this one, the live betting line, back to where it kind of was to begin with. -3.5 for BYU. Total, though, up to 57.5, Will. although we've only seen 14 points in the first quarter, we've seen both teams move up and down the field very easily in this one.
Yeah, 14 points for a first quarter is good, though, especially, I mean, you do the math. First quarters tend to be lower scoring. You see a lot of these first quarter lines, 9.5. A high-scoring game is 10.5. A really high-scoring game is 12.5, 13, 13.5. So when you get 14, you're on pace, especially you had one drive stop at the one-inch line and another team starts at the one, and that sucks up basically half the quarter, a little bit more than that, and you still came away with 14 points. If I had nothing in pocket and you don't want to sit here and chase bad numbers, I would only look towards the over. This seemed to me like a back-and-forth game. I was about to be so mad that Georgia Tech was going to kick the field goal. That was about to be a bad beat because we had it to play before. Looked like they ran some sort of trick play Georgia Tech did with the halfback pass, but I guess BYU called timeout before that. And before that play, we had a guy open. We just missed him. So BYU now with the ball back. First and 10, they take a shot, incomplete. And Bachmeier gets hit, and he is slow to get up again. Yeah. So that is a theme here we got to keep an eye on, Brad. I don't know if any of these books, I know none of mine do, offer in-game rushing props, especially ones where you can bet the under if they do. Sometimes it's a one-way line. But I can't imagine Bachmeier, with the way he's limping around the field here, is going to be running too much with seemingly what is an injury.
I would agree with that. And, BYU right now, they just completed a pass for a first down, and they are – past the Georgia Tech side of the field. They are at the Georgia Tech 41 now. First down going in, but that'll be the end of the first quarter, Will. We had it all along. That's called a rocking chair winner. Will Hill and I just cashed a little pizza money check. Well, it was pizza money ticket for me. I don't know what Will had, but it was pizza money for me on Georgia Tech in the first quarter. We will hope to ride more points going forward in that one. So, yeah, both these teams, BYU's already, they have 156 yards at the end of the first quarter. Georgia Tech with 83. That should tell you right there why we see this total where it is. Army is at a commercial. They're driving on UConn, but there's another game starting in a few minutes. It's called the National Football League, Will. And right now, we see Houston and the Chargers about ready for game time. Chargers consensus, 1.5 across the board. I do see the Chargers now won some places, like it's circa a 1-point favorite. Total consensus 40.5 at circa there at 41. What do you think about this game? How are you handicapping this game from Chargers and Texans in this one, Will?
Yeah, by the way, they did stop the clock in Georgia Tech BYU. Right now I'm seeing 6 seconds left on the first quarter clock, so I don't know if they're going to get another playoff.
It's over.
This would be a rough one. It is over. Okay. Yeah, they wind the clock finally, and the clock expires. So any BYU points from this point forward are of no consequence to that first quarter bet is a winner. As far as Chargers-Texans, we talked about it last week, and it was funny because we talked about both NFL games, and eventually it was one of the last things we said is, you know what, of all the NFL we talked about, the best bet you can probably make is, who was it, the Eagles were favored, and the Packers at the time were a 1.5-point dog. I said, you know what, just tease them, you're probably in good shape. That teaser was never really in jeopardy. If you find something to tease with the Texans, go for it. At 1.5, 2, with a low total, I would imagine, if nothing else, this is a close game. The Chargers have all sorts of offensive line issues. Texans are really good up front. I think this will be a one-possession game. Texans in a teaser looks good. I played under 7.5 in the first quarter, you know, and the audience knows from listening to these shows. I like these first quarter bets. 7.5, you're going to get a touchdown and another score to beat you. I think this is a game where the defenses can dominate. And I think that, especially like if you got into the red zone, I think the defenses could really clamp down. The Texans are not a good offense. They really probably could have and should have lost to the Raiders last week. The Raiders really dominated that game for long stretches. Texans at 4 yards per play on offense or thereabouts. And the Chargers really good on defense, struggle up front. So to me, this has all the makings of a 19-16 type of game. I like the under as well. I like the first quarter under as a bet, but I do think the Texans are a good teaser leg. What's sort of your handicap on this game?
One of my best bets in this game is the under. Yesterday it was 39.5, kind of a little bit of not good CLV. It's up to 40.5 right now. But I will still, I would still take the under if I was just getting in on this right now. But I have no problem with the 39.5 it was yesterday when I kind of talked about these. Also, I got a little bit of a prop in this one. I wanted to run this one by you. Justin Herbert, 24.5 rushing yards in this one. I went under that total. Texans, great defense. Last couple of weeks, Herbert is not running for too many yards in these. Is that a little bit of crazy prop culture play there, Will? Your opinion on that one?
No, I don't mind that one. I don't mind that one at all. I never know with him because he's got, you know, everyone thinks of him with the arm and the ability to throw the ball. He can take off and run and get in big chunks. He's got those long strides. He's a better athlete than I think a lot of people think. So I didn't handicap it, but I'm not looking to fade you. To go back quickly to college before we get back to this game, I am going to add the first half over just because we're talking, kind of talking around it with this BYU game. BYU looks like they're in good shape to score here on the plus 41. They've moved it effortlessly. Georgia Tech has had success on offense. All you need is what, 16 and a half more points. So two touchdowns and a field goal. I'm going to add over 30 and a half for the first half here. Plus, feel a little feisty after that first quarter, and we kind of stole one there on the last play. So first half over 30 and a half BYU Georgia Tech is one I'm going to be adding. But no, I'm with you on Texans Chargers. Should be a close game. Should be a low scoring game. Texans in a teaser looks good. Any sort of under looks good. Does worry me a little bit that the over's taking some money, and sometimes on game day that late money can be sometimes the sharper money. And it's, you know, decent weather, two pretty good quarterbacks, but I think that the matchups are pretty well aligned here for these defenses, Brad.
Yeah, Houston, perfect Stanford Wong teaser type of play. Are you playing with house money here, Will? Is that why you're going to go down on this this over the total? Are you playing with house money after you feel like you're on a streak after that? What happened in the first quarter of that bowl game down in Orlando?
I mean, we've both been talking about it the whole game. These teams are moving the ball pretty effortlessly, and why not back it up with a bet? I know you don't really have to because you already bet it before the game, and I liked your bet. I didn't join you, and maybe I'm late to the party, but you know what? Better late than never. I would expect BYU to get a touchdown here on this drive, and then we're in good shape here. So both teams having a lot of success, both teams being pretty aggressive. I think the over is a good play here.
First quarter yards, BYU 156, Georgia Tech 83. If you prorate that over four quarters after one quarter, there would be 956 total yards in this game. Yeah, I think a total is a good play to go over this total. I'm with you on this, Will. Yeah, we had it pre-flop. But to get stuff like this all the time, yeah, make sure we're sitting in the state of Kentucky. You should go as the official horse racing partner of VSiN. First Bet is built for bettors who demand more. First Bet isn't just about placing a bet. It's about helping bettors of all levels with proprietary AI handicapping tools that provide data-driven insights to help you make smarter bets. First Bet's in-app tools give you win, play, show probabilities for each runner so you can quickly and easily identify good value plays and improve your ROI. Right now, you can take advantage of their limited-time $250 sign-up offer. To claim your bonus, use promo code VSIN250 when you sign up in the First Bet app or at firstbet.com. That's promo code VSIN250. Bowl games going on, BYU in the red zone, NFL about to start. Don't touch that dial. From VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
From the Circa Sportsbook here in Franklin, Kentucky, at the Mint Gaming Hall, I am Brad Taylor, along with Will Hill. On your Live Bet Saturday, we are looking at kickoff about to come for Texans and Chargers. There looks like they're tossing the coin here. But we will look at the Pop-Tarts Bowl, where BYU is now going to attempt a field goal. They had a first and goal. They could not get it in. They're going to attempt a short chip shot type field goal. Looks like about a 22-yarder here. And BYU will attempt the field goal. And I'm watching it live here. And it is up, and it is good. BYU now ahead of Georgia Tech by a score of 10-7. And the live betting line now for this one is BYU still a 3.5-point favorite. Total 55.5. That was a long drive. 6.5 minutes there in that one. With only 3 points, Will, does that hurt the over players like me in this one?
Sure does. Hurts our first half over, hurts the game over. Still in good shape because the teams are moving the ball and you came away with something. But as we talk about all the time, the field goals don't really move the number because if you punch the ball in there, you're going to see a different number. But we're right back to where we started. 7-7, a field goal makes it 10-7, and you're still at the 3.5 you were at right before the game. So I can't argue with the decision. You got to first and goal from the 2 or 3, and it looked like they were in good shape to punch it in. And BYU now has left a bunch of points on the board. had third and goal from the one, fourth and goal from the one, came away with zero. Then they had first and goal with the two and came away with three. So this is three trips inside the 2 yard line and you only have 10 points to show for it. That's not a good omen for BYU. Usually, you know, you want to finish those drives and come away with sevens, not threes. So Georgia Tech has bended but not broken. And again, not good for the over, but it is encouraging that both these teams are moving the ball pretty effortlessly.
Yeah, 10-7 in that one. BYU 192 total yards, 20 minutes into the game. So yeah, they're on pace for close to 600 yards. But like you said, they only have 10 points to show for it, as we are awaiting kickoff with Texans and Chargers out in LA. We're just watching the sideline reporter talk right now, and UConn is trying to put up a few points here on Army as they are close and they throw an incompletion in the end zone here. Army up 27-10 on UConn right now. Army currently a 16.5 point favorite, total 50.5 in that one. Anything before we see the kickoff here in the NFL, anything in the Fenway Bowl that's struck your fancy other than Army just needs one more score to go over that 27.5 team total?
No, just going to root home the team total over. I feel like we're in pretty good shape there. We would have had that money be the money would be in the account if they could just make an extra point, but we have plenty of time to get just one more score here in some form of fashion. And been more watching the Pop-Tart Bowl. Been watching now the start of the Chargers and the Texans. And this is a good start for our under. And remember, the over took a lot of money in this. The Texans start with pretty shaky field position. The Chargers handle the kickoff well. The kickoff is fielded, and then the returners dropped right around the 16-yard line. So in a day and age, Brad, where these kick returners often get the ball up to the 30, the 35-plus, to start at the 16, that's a nice feather in your cap if you have the under, where if the Texans are going to score, it's not going to be cheap. It's going to be a long field, a long drive, as, yeah, right around the 15, 16-yard line. Really good defensive starting field position for the Chargers, who not only covered the kickoff well, I think I like these uniforms. I think these are like the 1994 Junior Seau throwback Charger uniforms. Chargers have one of the better uniforms in the sport, and I think these are the throwback ones that I like, and it appears they are.
I think it's Natron Means will be running up the middle before you know it. Big number 20 coming out there. UConn throws an incompletion out of the back of the end zone here, and Army will take over on their own side of the field after a fourth down conversion there. And we see Georgia Tech running back a kickoff. So all kinds of football going on right now, exactly the way we like it here on Live Bet Saturday, as we see Houston lining up on a 2nd and 5 after a 5-yard run on the first play of the game. Marks is in the backfield. He got the 5-yard carry early. We'll see what they do on 2nd down. They give it to Marks again, and he runs up the middle, and he will be stopped about 2 yards short of a 1st down. It'll be 3rd and 2 at their own 24 for the Texans as we're a minute into this game now. Anything you're – I do love those Chargers uniforms, man. Those are totally Stan Humphreys 1994, is to say the least, except the numbers on the side of the helmets. I don't remember those from back in the day. But, yeah, the Chargers, yeah, it's different with their than L.A. now. They should be back in San Diego, right?
Yeah, that's a different topic for a different show. These L.A. teams don't have a lot of home field advantage, not a lot of fans there. And, no, it's a good point. But 3rd and 1 here. For the Texans, they go in a shotgun. Stroud is back to pass, and he's going to take a shot deep down the field, and that's going to be a touchdown right off the bat. That is bad coverage. The defense was burned, and right off the bat here, the Texans strike first. That is not good for unders, to say the least, as we are 140 into the game and bad field position to start. Chargers with a chance to get off the field. I don't know if this was a blown coverage or just a situation where they got in the proper, you know, alignment here to have one-on-one coverage, and this guy just gets beat on a post, and he got absolutely smoked. I couldn't tell who caught the touchdown. Is that Nico Collins?
Jayden Higgins.
I don't want to speculate. I guess I just did.
That's Jayden Higgins.
It is 6-0. Jayden Higgins got the 6-0 Texans with the extra point coming.
Yeah, Jayden Higgins with the, I think it was a 70.
Higgins,
see if they posted it. 71 yards, and the extra point is up and good. So we're a minute 40 in. And the total is already in trouble, as we see with the Chargers get a quick one, or the Texans get a quick one. Now this total in this game is 47.5. That's definitely some closing line non-value there. Texans currently a 4.5 point favorite in this one. Let's say you're coming into this one new, Will, and you weren't on this one to start. 4.5 and 47.5. How would you play this one? I think you're getting more value in that under now than you were before, I think.
Yeah, I guess I'd bite the bullet and just stick with the under and say, you know what, it was one fluke play. Miscommunication, blown coverage, however you want to phrase it. And this is still going to be, sometimes you see that you get a quick score and it's 7-0 right away, or sometimes you even get a 7-7 right away and the game settles in and it's like, you know, 10-7 heading into half and these teams kind of settle in defensively. Maybe it can be one of those games, but it does concern me. Money poured in on the over, and then right off the bat, you get a touchdown where you thought maybe it'd be a game more field position, feeling out process. So I don't feel great about the under, but I probably jump in on the under, and I lean towards taking the points with the Chargers. Still expect this to be a close, low scoring game, but if you tease the Texans, this is why teasers are so great. And you got that up to 7.5, 8, 8.5, depending on your number. You already got 7 on the board, and you're going to be really hard to beat with that teaser going forward with the quick 7.
And as our friend Jared Moore reminds us, the win and in for the Texans. So that's why they're going full throttle on this one. Yes. That big long pass to Higgins, Stroud to Higgins in this one. So yeah, it's Mr. Wong's teaser looking very good right now, but timing is everything. What if they had gone the first 10 minutes without scoring and then they put a touchdown up? Hey, then you'd still be feeling okay. So the next few minutes, yeah, the touchdown in the first 2 minutes doesn't always include an over every time, but the betting public seems to think so a lot of times. That's the people like me, the squares. That's how we like to think. We try not to think. So, yeah, that's how we're looking at that game right now as we're getting Army now taking over. They're outside of their own 20 as they're not even at the end of the third quarter there. 27-10 is that one there. And we do see that the college football game, we do see that Georgia Tech and BYU still 10-7. Live betting line there, BYU 2.5-point favorite, total 55.5. As we see Army running it and on a first down, and they're trying to get to the end of this quarter here. As they're showing a replay, they have to rub it in our faces here, Will, showing a replay of that Higgins touchdown over and over again, right?
I don't know how good of a view you got. Do you think this was just one guy beating his man in coverage, or do you think that safety thought he had safety over the helmet? I guess it's hard to tell just watching the replay, but very rarely, especially with a good defense like the Chargers, very rarely do you see a guy that wide open. I mean, there was nobody near him. It was, you know, the defender basically just stopped, and it looked like he was almost passing him off to another defender that he thought was there, and there was nobody there, and a long touchdown as a result.
Touchback on the kickoff. So the Chargers will have the ball after the touchback, and Justin Herbert comes out and will try to lead his team to get this one back to a tie game. And yeah, we see the live betting line in this one with the Chargers, a 3.5-point favorite, total 47.5. So yeah, it's a touchdown off the closing line of 40. A lot of places closed. I do see some 41s where this closed now. So yeah, you were right, Will. A lot of late money came in here, not only on the Texans to drive this line down from 2.5 to 1, but it got to the total up to 41. So yeah, that's where the sharp money came in. And first run up the middle is about a 3-yard gain for the Chargers there. And so it's 2nd down and 7 as we watch that one here. And Georgia Tech has the ball now on the BYU side of the field. Clock still running, but they're putting up yards in this Orlando Bowl here. So yeah, we're taking in all these games here. Hampton of 2 yards in the first carry. Your thoughts right now on what the Chargers are doing against the Texans here, Will?
Yeah, I got to see a little more. Only a couple plays in, so you don't want to fall too far behind there. You worry about their offensive line against the Texans' defensive line, and 2-score lead in this game is different than in some other games with the lack of expected points. As we look, Georgia Tech throws to the end zone incomplete, so stay with us. We'll be right back here, and we got plenty of games to talk about.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
In beautiful downtown Franklin, Kentucky, at the Mid Gaming Hall above the Circus Sportsbook, I am Brad Taylor, along with Will Hill here in your Live Bet Saturday as we are watching college bowls and the National Football League as we see the Texans once again getting another nice little completion. Higgins, once again, that's two for him so far in this game that have been put him close to 100 yards already. And we're just over 4 minutes in. Texans up 7-0. First down on their own 41 are the Texans right now. Texans now 6.5-point favorites. Total 46.5. Looks like Mark's up the middle. It's a little tush push for a few yards, but it's going to be second down here. Your thoughts on the NFL game right now? Chargers down to the Texans here, Will.
Yeah, I would love to be a fly in the wall inside Jim Harbaugh's, you know, headset, because he is a tough, hard-nosed coach, and his team is just, you know, getting beat defensively, kind of getting out tough. Herbert took a nasty shot, and that's a very big concern if you're the Chargers in this game. Your offensive line against the Texans front four is a mismatch. You got beat defensively on a long ball on 3rd and 1. And then even that play, they had him stopped for like a 2 yard gain. And then just a second surge, a second push, turned that into like a, I don't say a 4 or 5 yard gain. So if you're Harbaugh right now, you pride yourself on line play, on toughness, on defense. None of that has gone your way so far. I know we're only a few minutes in, but the Texans have dominated the first 5 minutes or so of that game. So I'm sure Harbaugh is not happy with his team's performance. A coach that prides himself on toughness and defense. The Chargers have been out-toughed so far in the opening minutes of this one.
11-yard pass to Hutchinson right there from Stroud. And another first down for the Texans. They're now on the Chargers side of the field on about the 42 now, as we're about 5.5 minutes into this first quarter. And Stroud back to throw, and he throws it deep downfield, and it's another long touchdown. And looky here, the Houston Texans have come out in this first quarter. That's Noel with the touchdown. And it is now 13-0,
wow.
9:17 left in the first quarter. Ah, Jalen Noel with a 43-yard touchdown. Higgins with a 75-yard touchdown. This was an easy one, Will. Why didn't we have the Texans winning this one by a ton of points instead of just taking on the teaser here? Easy money, right?
You're right. My initial instinct here, and I'll pull it up in a minute, I'm going to look to bet Herbert over pass attempts. This is already going to be one of those games where you're down 14. I worry about the offensive line. I worry about them sustaining drives, and the number is going to be inflated a little bit. They're going to have to throw the ball a lot to, you know, catch up and stay in this game. I know you can't get away from your script too early, but this is one of those games got written all over where Herbert has to throw the ball 40 something times. I worry a little bit about it, him staying healthy too, because he gets knocked out of that game. Obviously your bet's a loser, but as long as Herbert can stay in the game here, this is going to be a game where he's going to have to throw the ball a ton. So Herbert over pass attempts is one I'm probably going to add here during the break.
Before you do that, though, Will, make sure we have the status on Herbert, because Jared Moore saw this, and I saw it also. We saw him kind of favoring his arm, his left arm, granted, but he was favoring his arm as he was walking off the field after their first possession. So let's see if he comes back in this game.
Good
first
point.
And maybe get a kind of a health update on him as we see Georgia Tech score a touchdown in the Orlando Pop-Tarts Bowl. And Georgia Tech now up 13-10, extra point pending in that one. So there's more good news for the Will Hill bettors on that one. And Army is inside the UConn red zone now, hoping to get at least that field goal to get that team total over. 27-10 now UConn with less than 11 minutes to go, and they're inside the 20-yard line of UConn. Your thoughts on these games as we're getting started now? We're about to see the Snoop Doggy Dog Bowl get underway. Miami off to a 3-0 lead in that one. So that's more good news for us. Extra point good with Georgia Tech. Your thoughts on what we're seeing right now, Will?
Yeah, good for our Georgia Tech bet. Our Chargers first half under, at least my Chargers first half under, is if you're going to lose them, you know what? Lose them that way. Lose them where they had no business winning, and they're dead right off the bat. But hopefully we can get this first half over for Georgia Tech and BYU home. 5:28, all we need is a touchdown. BYU has marched the ball up and down the field. The problem, they've gotten inside the 2-yard line 3 times, and they've got 1 touchdown, 1 field goal, and 1-0. Can they put together a 7? I can even turn it over, and Georgia Tech can get a 7, but I need 7 with 5:28 left. Am I going to get my 7 points here to go over my first half over?
I think you are, and as crazy as it sounds, we've talked about all the missed opportunities in that Pop-Tarts Bowl game with Georgia Tech and BYU. All the missed opportunities there, and yet 1 touchdown, and you're well ahead of a pace to cover that over. So, yeah, a lot of missed opportunities, but these two teams are so good offensively in that game. You're still in a decent, pretty good shape here. As we do see Army now, 3rd and short And then hopefully they'll be kicking a field goal here if they don't make this one here, as they're inside the 15-yard line of UConn in this one. And they're just showing C.J. Stroud on the sidelines, four completions, two of them touchdowns. Yeah, much to my chagrin in terms of, they're looking for that over there in that one. So a lot of football going on right now, and we do see, looks like we see something crazy in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Do we see a fumble and a turnover? It looks like we do, and Georgia Tech has the ball inside the BYU 10-yard line. There you go, folks. You're looking to take the overs. That's what we're looking to do. So, yeah, it was a pure fumble by BYU. Texans now run the kickoff back. And, the Chargers run the kickoff back to about the 25. So, yeah, lots of live action going on. What do we do now in this BYU-Georgia Tech game, Will, as we see Georgia Tech with the ball at the BYU 5 right after scoring a touchdown?
If what we do is we root for Georgia Tech to get in the end zone, kick an extra point, and we cash the over 30.5 that we played live maybe a half hour ago. So that's when you bet the over, crazy things that happen go in your favor, and turnovers can lead to points. And we got a cheap one here. This would now be a really bad beat if we didn't get in. Georgia Tech has moved the ball pretty effortlessly. They get a gift now as the kick returner just drops the ball, and then it became a wrestling match for the ball that the kick returner for BYU lost. So we'll see if Georgia Tech can score. And they do touchdown, so we just need an extra point here. And this game, this total, everything has turned on its head in the last 30 seconds. And I don't think we talked about this play. A couple plays ago, Georgia Tech had third down, and they threw the ball into the end zone. It was incomplete. Wide receiver was arguing for a flag, and he got a late flag. If it weren't for that flag, Georgia Tech's probably kicking a field goal. Who knows? Maybe they make it. Maybe they don't. It's either a 10-7 game, a 10-10 game. They get the flag. They get a touchdown. They fumble the kickoff, BYU does, and now we get a 14 points in basically, 5 seconds, 10 seconds? So that's that'll help the overs, and the first half over gets home. It is now 21-10 Georgia Tech. And remember, Georgia Tech starts with the ball in the third quarter. So this game, a game BYU's had a lot of opportunities in, this game is quickly slipping away from BYU. Pretty important they get points before the half, because down 11 with how much their defense has struggled, if you kick off to start the third quarter, Georgia Tech can score and pretty much put the game away.
More good news, Will. Touchdown Army. They're up 34-10 now over UConn. There goes your team total for Army going over. They are currently a 23.5 point favorite, total 47.5. It's third down for the Chargers. Hampton ran the first two downs, and the Chargers now get a first down, their first down of the game, as they throw a short completion. Herbert is back in the game here. So, yeah, Harris catches the play for the first down there. And we do see that the live betting line now for Chargers and Texans. Texans, a 9.5 point favorite in this one. Total 50.5, a far cry from the 41 where it closed, Will. Your thoughts on the NFL game as we see the Chargers finally getting a first down here?
Yeah, I'm not going to throw good money after bad. I'll pull it up here in a second because we're going to break here in a couple minutes. But to me, the best bet you can make in this game right now is Herbert over attempts. They're down 14. Their defense, for whatever reason, is getting torched. It's probably going to be one of those games where Herbert's going to have to throw the ball, 38, 40 times. When you're down 14, you want to be balanced. Yeah, you don't want to throw your game plan out the window. You can only do that too much. If this is going to be a situation where they're down 14 and chasing points, that's going to lead to a lot of pass attempts. So Herbert over pass attempts, even over yards. But I like the attempts more is the way I would play that. And that's something I'm going to bet here in just a minute.
That's a good holiday gift you just gave us, Will. And if you're still looking for the perfect holiday gift or just a smarter way to bet the biggest games of the season, VSiN's holiday special gives you VSiN Pro access through May 1st for just $79. You'll get daily best bets, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools, and 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app covering everything from bowl season and the NFL playoffs to March Madness and the Masters. Plus, you'll get our college football playoff betting guide featuring expert playoff brackets, power ratings, college football playoffs, and best bets for the bowls, and access to game previews for every bowl game on VSiN.com. Give yourself the gift of smarter betting. Head to VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. VSiN.com/subscribe. Unwrap your betting edge today. And we do see now that the Texans are celebrating yet another big play for them, as the Chargers will be punting again. here, and it's not started well for the Chargers or our under. We've got all kinds of crazy football going on right now. Three bowl games going on and the National Football League. Let's try to cash some tickets with these games and the games coming up tonight, coming up next right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.